And it's time for the Norman County School News here on KRJB 106.5 FM here with Kelly Kalina, Norman County East Principal. And Kelly, it looks to be a busy week for you guys, so I'll kind of send it your way, some big news on esports.
Yeah, last week, over the weekend, our esports team went to state and actually did really well. We had our Fortnite group participate on Saturday. That's Levi and Austin. And in the state tournament, I guess there were 17 teams, and they finished third. And overall in the state, there were 140 teams in that section. So pretty impressive. On Sunday, our Rocket League, that's Eli, Tanner, and Titan, did some pool play and almost got into the semifinals. The team that beat them ended up being the state champ. So some great outcomes there, and I think the best part, obviously, is that they got to go and experience and have fun with it.
That, and I'm sure they enjoyed being able to play against Ada Borup West Esports there as well.
Yeah, they defeated Ada, and they defeated Little Falls as well.
All righty, looking at other things, another big week. FFA Week is also going on here this week.
Yeah, we're celebrating FFA Week. So our FFA group is doing a ton of different activities and things during the week to get our kids excited. I think probably the coolest one that I'm seeing is they're doing coin wars with our elementary and high school classes. And that's obviously fun, and there's going to be some things that they're striving to win if their class wins. But the big part that I see and the one that they're going to learn the most from is that all the proceeds from the coin wars are going to go to Heather Wickern and her family. Heather's a former employee in our district, and she's experiencing some major health issues. So this is just a good opportunity for our students to give back.
Awesome. Really good cause there for Norman County East FFA.
Yeah. The game that they're playing all week against each other is called Kingpin. So it's like a dodgeball slash bowling thing. I kind of watched, and it was interesting to me. They're trying to knock down bowling pins while still playing dodgeball.
Oh, I remember the Kingpin days.
Yeah. And then every morning they're doing some egg trivia, which includes like trivia on our actual FFA program, which is kind of cool because then the kids are learning about who's participating and what they're doing. And, you know, like this morning was about which kids that made it to the state FFA contest in small animals, which was awesome.
Also just a great week for FFA to promote what they're doing and maybe get some new members.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, looking at other things, it's a big time for sports because, of course, boys basketball here in playoff action tonight.
The boys play tonight. They get another home game in Ulin, so they take on New York Mills tonight at 7 o'clock. We're excited to have an extra home game and ready to cheer them on to get into the next round.
Awesome. And I'm sure if you drive by the school here over the next couple days or weeks, of course, softball kicking off next week, so that means Mr. Radnicki probably out there prepping the field already.
Likely, yeah. Yeah, softball, this is crazy. The year's gone so fast. Softball starts next Monday on the 10th. Spring sports are rolling already. It's crazy.
I was supposed to say, not even done with winter sports, and we're kicking off spring sports already.
Yes, yeah. Fun time of year, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And finally, Dr. Seuss Day here today. It sounds like you guys had some fun things going on here in the school.
Yeah, we got a bunch of kids that kind of dressed up. I know each class is kind of doing some different things in terms of dress up and how they're going to celebrate Dr. Seuss. Obviously a fun day for not only our students, but the teachers get excited about it as well.
Awesome. And Kelly, final thing for you here this week. Just how nice is this this current weather outside? Looks like we might get up to close to 60 here later this week. And how exciting do you think that is for those students to get out there on the playground and get outside?
Oh, it's so nice for them to get outside. I'm kind of crossing my fingers that we can melt everything all the way, so we're not fighting ice all the time. But other than that, oh my gosh, the kids getting outside, getting the fresh air, running around, doing different things, makes a huge difference in the behaviors in our school during the school day as well.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, did you have anything else for us here this week before we get going?
No, go Titans. Let's go.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, thanks again for the time here today, and hope you guys have a good rest of your week at NCE.
Thank you, Preston.